Hello and welcome to The Wire, your national and independent coverage of current affairs, right across Australia on community and Indigenous radio. I'm Emma Watsky, coming to you from Radio Adelaide, here in Tandanya, on the lands of Kanamina. Our team pays our deepest respect to Elders past, present and emerging. We extend this respect to all First Nations listeners and to the rightful custodians of the lands you're listening in from. And today on the show,
some organisations that have a view, the type of work they do, the type of organisation they have, the culture that they want to have is best delivered by being in the office more. And I think there are other organisations who think the current hybrid working patterns are working just fine.
A new battle has emerged around the balance between workers' well-being and business needs, as more employers push for a return to the office. Questions around mental health, flexibility and workplace rights are coming to the surface. Unions are calling for stronger protections, researchers are warning of the psychological toll, and HR professionals are caught in the middle, trying to balance well-being with business needs. The Wire's Thomas Kutis reports.
Are you someone that works from home, but your bosses want you to be back in the office more often? Well, if this is you, you're not alone. It's 8:45 in the morning. One worker logs in from their kitchen bench and another squeezes onto a packed train headed for the CBD. 5 years after the pandemic rewrote the rules of work, Australia is still negotiating the balance between boardrooms and bedrooms. So this poses the question, is the push to return to the office about productivity or control?
Some organisations that have a view that the type of work they do, the type of organisation they have, the culture that they want to have is best delivered by being in the office more. And I think there are other organisations who think that the current hybrid working patterns are working just fine for them. And when you think about the 70% of employers who think that hybrid working is going to remain the same, I think the organisations that are saying they'd like everybody in the office full time are very much the outliers.
Beyond productivity and policy, there's a deeper layer to this debate, and that is mental well-being. Dr. Libby Sander is an assistant professor of organisational behaviour at the Bond University Business School. She has spent years studying how our physical work environments shape our emotional and cognitive health. Her research shows that open plan offices can increase stress and worsen moods.
So what we see in terms of when people do work from home in the research, they're able to control visual distractions, auditory distractions far more easily than they are in the office. And we know that those two things are one of the biggest causes of stress, frustration, reduced performance, increase in negative mood when people are in the office. They're often interrupted either by overhearing other people on the phone, on Teams calls, or by simply walking by, having conversations next to their desk. And that's very difficult for people to concentrate and get work done.
Many employers are tightening return-to-office mandates, citing collaboration, culture and productivity. About 39% of Australian businesses now expect full-time office attendance, even though remote work proved viable for years. The Australian Services Union is pushing back. They've proposed a presumed right to work from home, arguing that flexibility isn't a perk, it's a necessity. Scott Cowan is the Assistant National Secretary of the Australian Services Union.
Well, I think working from home is pretty clear. It's a permanent feature of a modern Australian workplace now. Certainly not a luxury, and it's something that all employers have adapted and dealt with. I don't think any reasonable person would consider it a luxury where you can reasonably work from home, not to have that permitted from time to time.
Scott Cowan also highlights the concerns he has heard from his members regarding digital access, work-life boundaries, or job security while working remotely.
There's been a lot of discussion about this in terms of, you know, where work creeps into your personal life. What's wonderful news is that just this week, workers in all Australian workplaces now, under the Fair Work Act, now have the protections of the right to disconnect. So that's small businesses and large businesses. I think that will, really go a long way in making sure that employers, attempts to contact employees outside of work will be protected.
So how are workplaces responding to this? I spoke to Sarah McCann-Barlett, who is the CEO of the Australian HR Institute. She and her team conducted a survey early in the year, which found that hybrid work levels will continue to stabilise in the coming years.
At the beginning of this year, we ran our third survey on hybrid and flexible working in Australia. And what we found was that the first thing is that hybrid work patterns have generally stabilised across Australia. So there's been very little change from 2 years ago to this year. And the second thing is that 70% of employers have told us that they think hybrid working patterns are going to remain the same over the next 2 years. So they think hybrid work is here to stay.
Sarah McCann-Barlett, the CEO of the Australian HR Institute, ending that report by The Wire's Thomas Kutis.